Hi, and welcome to another episode of Much Talk About Nothing, a show about movies, music, and more, where we continue on our endless journey in search of something to talk about. As always, I'm your host, Grant Ingram, and my camera isn't working today, again, as always. So you are stuck with this lovely, nice picture of me, and chowabunga, everybody. Joining me today...
I don't know if that's the word he's described it, but it's a picture of you.
You just heard him insult me. But joining me today, it is my friend, my football rival, Grant Skillen. And today, we are talking about football. But before we get into it, let me tell you about Manscaped. Support for Much Talk About Nothing is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer just for you. 20% off and free shipping with the code MUCHTALK at manscaped.com. If my math's correct, they've shaved about 12 million balls. So I personally do not have a funny ball trimming story. I've heard a few. Most of them are comedians. But I will say that the trimmers work fantastic for what they were designed for. And Skillen, I believe you use them as your above the waist trimmer.
Yes, I have used it to shave, and I'm kind of growing it back now, but I've used it to shape my beard a little bit. It worked very well. No complaints with it at all.
I'm glad to hear that. And then their performance package 4.0 has arrived, and that includes that lovely lawnmower 4.0. And inside that package, you'll find the lawnmower, which is what Grant's holding up right there. You'll find the weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. Sorry, not your nose head. That'd be kind of weird. And you'll find the crop preserver ball deodorant, the crop reviver toner, a pair of boxer briefs, which, by the way, are the most comfortable things I have ever worn.
They are, yes.
They are like amazing. Like, imagine putting microfiber on your like junk. That's the way to go. And then you find a travel bag to hold all of your goodies, the Manscaped goodies, not the lawnmower has a spotlight like Grant was showing off before. They're all waterproof. They help with their skin safe technology. They reduce the nicks and the snags. And then what I have started to really love as an athlete is the deodorant and the toner, like, really keeps me from getting like swamp sweats. And it is really nice. I'm just going to be really honest with you guys, because you guys are the best fans in the world. That is something every guy needs. Like, just driving around in the car, it makes me feel better about my life. I've noticed I've had more confidence. I've been able to like talk to more people, it like without feeling like I just smell. It's fantastic. And then those boxers, again, those boxers. Skillen is like, I like the boxers. He's like, give me more. And you know how you can make sure Skillen gets more boxers? You can get 20% off and free shipping with code MUCHTALK at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com using promo code MUCHTALK. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. How you doing, Skillen?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I think if going on the ad read, you could see me flexing this shirt. This shirt's making an appearance again in this episode. But if you know me, you know why, but I'm doing great.
He has assured me there's a reason, and I'm not quite sure what it is. I'm a little bit scared. I'm not even going to lie. But today,
I think it should be pretty obvious.
Seeing as college football season is rolling in, I don't know what it could possibly be. We'll see soon enough. But today, seeing as college football season is rolling in, we've decided to sit down and compile sort of our predictions, our takes, and what we're excited for about this college football season. So I guess the first thing we should do is, Grant, I know you've compiled a list of conference champions and schedules and all kinds of research. I've got my notes as well. Do you want to kind of kick us off with what you've got going?
Sure. So I've got them in order. So before we record this, I told Grant I have a hot take, and I told him that I would save it for last. I'll tell you now, we're saving the SEC for last.
Oh?
So you know kind of where this is going now.
I'm not sure
Be
that I do, but we'll see.
well, because you know half of who I'm putting in. You don't know who the other one is.
Ah, see, I didn't pick out the runner ups, but we can kind of figure it out.
I have the two teams I think are going to make it in each conference, and then who's going to win. So
Okay.
do you have a preference of who you want to start with, or do you want me to just go in order of who I have?
Whoever you have, I've got all mine pulled up right here.
All right, so we'll start with the ACC. So in the Atlantic, I think Clemson's going to have a better year. I think their defense is still going to be as good as it's been. I think their offense takes a step forward, whether that's with DJ or if they bring in, is it Cabe? I don't know how you say his name.
I've never been able to pronounce it either.
I'm going to call him Cade. If DJ doesn't take a step up in the first 2 or 3 weeks, Cade's going to step in like Trevor Lawrence did and lead them to the promised land. Not too far, but I think they're going to go undefeated through the regular season. I think they're going to make the conference championship 12-0.
Ooh, see, I had them as my disappointment team. I think Clemson is going to continue to struggle this year. Something tells me that their offense still isn't quite where it was. I don't think they have that star power at quarterback that they rely on so heavily. And I think they end up going into the conference championship. Maybe, I mean, I don't think they make it. It's kind of where I'm going. But like by the end of the season, I think they're 9-3.
Okay, I think that's fair. The question is 9-3, would 9-3 be good enough for them to make it?
I think Pitt ends up better than that. I think Pitt is my pick for win. I think
Okay.
Pitt makes it in with like an 11-1, maybe 12-0 record. I mean, we have
Interesting.
the benefit of having watched them beat
Watch
up on
that fantastic game yesterday, Pitt versus West
West
Virginia.
Virginia. West Virginia threw a couple of pit sixes.
Yep, that was also, I didn't realize this, that was the rematch of the USC quarterbacks, JT Daniels and Keaton Slovis, or Slovis, however you say his name.
Slovis.
And JT Daniels threw a pick six at the end of the game, it was for West Virginia,
Nice. Yep. And then I
so you have
think
Pitt going in. Who do you have from Coastal?
Coastal, I think Wake Forest.
Interesting. I do not have Wake Forest. I have Miami.
Miami, I don't know, man. They just weren't good last year.
What really makes me interested in Miami is their quarterback,
I can
Tyler
understand
Van
that.
Dyke. I think he's a stud. I think he's good enough. I think they lose to Clemson.
I okay.
Other than that, they've got their regular season. They've got, in my opinion, a lot of filler games. I mean, granted, some of that's their conference, but
I mean, they open up with Bethune-Cookman.
they've got A&M. We'll get to my opinion on them later. Then they've got Clemson, which I think they, like I said, had. I think they lose that game, but I think it's a close game. I think they beat Pitt at the end of the season. So I think
See,
Miami makes it.
I mean, maybe just looking at their season,
That's what I was looking at. Looking at their season, I think they beat A&M. I think they beat.
you think they beat A&M?
I think we'll
No
get to my
way.
opinion.
There is no way they're beating A&M. A&M backed up the truck, bought three new Bugattis, and then threw them out on
But do you
the
know what their
field.
problem is?
What?
They've still got Jimbo.
But I think Jimbo can win games. Jimbo beat Miami. What was Jimbo's record against Miami when he was at Florida State?
I don't know. But I think I'll go ahead and get to my view on A&M. I think A&M is going to be a disappointment. Why are they six? They were 8-4 last year. What did they do to earn six? They beat Alabama, yes.
They beat Alabama and they looked really good at the end of the season. Because
I
they
don't.
were A&M was almost a playoff team last year.
They were 8-4.
Right, but they were 8-3 and they were one win away. They lost I believe their last game was the deal.
If you're 9-3, you still don't make it.
You could argue that 9-3 and having beaten Alabama would have made it because then they would have won, they would have presumably won.
What was the playoff last year? It was Alabama and Georgia.
Michigan and Cincinnati.
Yeah, you can't put 9-3 A&M in over any of those. We can get into my view on
Well, you
Cincinnati and
can,
AAC in a bit,
because
but.
remember, they're at the time, because let's see, Alabama lost two games last year, didn't they?
We lost to A&M, then we lost to Georgia in the
Right.
championship.
So you put in a 10-2, but see, if A&M had
No,
won their.
we lost in the national championship. We had only lost to A&M going in,
Okay.
if I'm
So
remembering correctly, that is.
let me look at last year's schedule, because I believe A&M didn't lose.
Yeah, we
I
only
believe.
lost A&M, and then we lost to Georgia in the national championship.
So yeah, they were
So
8-4 last year, but let's see if we look.
I checked. They lost to LSU, they lost to Ole Miss, they
So
lost to Georgia, I believe it was, and one other.
there was something going on with that LSU game. I remember it was a fluke.
Well, I mean, there was also Calzada got hurt. Now he's out. He
Yeah,
is at
so
Auburn.
right, but I think LSU, I think A&M will end up being pretty good. But to finish off the kind of the ACC where we were, I think Pitt wins it, and I actually might put Pitt in the title game or in the playoffs.
So I have Miami losing the Clemson next to last week of the season. Then I have Miami coming back and beating Clemson and winning the ACC.
Interesting. Interesting choice. So would that
And
put Miami into your playoffs?
we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Okay. So then who's the next conference you got?
Next one I've got is Big 12. Now this is where you I'll let you go first so you can look smart and then I'll come in and look stupid.
Okay, so the Big 12 is my conference. If you can't tell by the picture that I'm wearing, or if you're not looking at it, I'm a Kansas State fan. Emol, go Wildcats. Have been for a very long time. That said, I think that looking at everything coming out of the Big 12 with all the turmoil with Oklahoma and Texas leaving, Texas has not been really good in a long time. I think K-State has a good shot this year. And I think as an like looking at it as unbiased as I can, I think K-State wins the Big 12. I can't tell you if they win it 12-0, but I think they win it overall because I don't think that Oklahoma State or Baylor have the talent returning. Looking at K-State's offense, we've got Deuce Vaughn coming back. We've got Adrian Martinez from Nebraska coming in. We've got a really good shot. Our defense is looking stacked. Our punt return team's looking really good. I think Chris Klieman can get us to the finish line. I have us in the title game against Baylor or Oklahoma State.
Okay, so I can't speak as much on Kansas State because I'm an SEC guy. If you know me, I'm an Alabama fan. That's where this is coming in, but I can't speak as much to that. I have Oklahoma State making it from, they don't have divisions, right? It's just the top two teams make it.
Right, but yeah, we don't have divisions at all.
So I've got Oklahoma State coming in 11-1.
Who do you have them losing to?
The other team that makes it,
Who?
Texas.
You think Texas gets in?
Quinn Ewers, baby. Steve Sarkisian.
There is no way.
If
No way
he's as
Texas
good
makes
as he's been hyped up to be, I think they've got a shot.
it. He was coaching there last year.
Well, yeah, but I'll right there ask people about Quinn Ewers. If he is as good as he's been hyped up to be, I think they've got a shot. I think Steve Sarkisian is a great coach. I mean, Arch Manning's coming to Texas. Why does he go to Texas?
Because Texas has a ton of money.
And also Steve Sarkisian, too.
Yeah, but if we look at their schedule, man, they're going to lose to Alabama.
Yes, that's the one loss I have them at.
Okay, they're going to lose to Alabama. They're going to lose to Oklahoma.
Who does Oklahoma have now? Lincoln Riley's
Oklahoma.
gone. Caleb Williams is gone. Their
Okay.
receiver's gone.
They took Brett Venables from Clemson. They took the defensive coordinator from Clemson.
Okay, and they lost both their quarterbacks.
But I still think Oklahoma has a decent year. I think they're disappointing. I think they beat Texas. I think Iowa State beats Texas. I think Oklahoma State beats Texas in the regular season. And I think that Kansas
You
State beats
think,
Texas.
well, you think Kansas State beats Texas?
I
They
also
may
think
not.
Baylor also beats Texas. I think I've got Texas going 6-6.
Really, I don't see that.
Let me just looking at the schedule, they'll beat Louisiana Monroe.
I think we beat them.
I think Bama beats them, so that's 1-1. I think they beat UTSA. I think Texas Tech's a good game. They emerge maybe winning by a touchdown. We can put that on the record. We'll watch it week four. So that puts us at, let's see,
That puts us at
that's
3-1. Or
three
you're
and
saying
one.
or Tech beats them.
No, I think Texas wins. And
West
then we
Virginia.
West Virginia, I think they would beat West Virginia. I think they lose to Oklahoma, so now they're 4-2. I think they lose to Iowa State, that's 4-3. I think they lose to Oklahoma State, that's 4-4. I think they lose to Kansas State, that's 4-5. They'll beat TCU, that's 5-5. They'll beat Kansas, and then they'll lose to Bama, that's 6-6.
Interesting. I think I they may not end up 11-1 as I have them, but I don't think they'll go 6-6.
See, I just don't see them beating Oklahoma State, Baylor, Iowa State, and then Kansas State. I just do not see them doing that, especially since they've got that stretch where they're playing Oklahoma, Iowa State, Oklahoma State, and Kansas State. They've got murderer's row. There's no way they're winning all those.
How good is Iowa State?
Iowa State has been a perennial like challenge.
Because I don't see them ranked, and I don't even see them having a vote to be ranked.
They weren't ranked, but if you look at last year, what they pulled off, and by the way, they're my dark horse team for the year because they're my dark horse team every year. Last year, they beat Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl 34-17. No, that was 2 years ago. Last year, they lost to Clemson in the Cheez-It Bowl 13-20.
You lose to
But
that Clemson offense. Ugh.
yeah, so let's see. They lost to Iowa 17-27 last year. They lost to Baylor. They beat UNLV, as everyone. They beat Kansas State last year, 33-20. We had a rough game that game. They beat Oklahoma State last year. That was the big one. They beat number 8 Oklahoma State. They lost to Oklahoma by a touchdown. They beat TCU. They beat Texas Tech. And I could be wrong, but I think Iowa State looks pretty good. So last year they went, let's see what the official, what the final record was, because I'm just kind of scrolling and I'm not really good at that. They were 9-3. No. My bad, my bad. They were, I can't find the just the record. I guess I could count it. Let's see.
Oh, breaking news. The college football playoff is expanding to 12 teams in 2026.
That's good. That will make everyone happy. Also, why 12 and not 16? Who knows? But that's good news.
There's not much information, just that after the contract ends, it's going to move to a 12-team model. Could be
Nice.
sooner, but contract's an issue.
What contract?
The contract would say it just says after the current contract.
Interesting. I'm happy to see 12 teams because I
The
think that gives
television
everyone a
contract
chance.
with ESPN.
Weird. I think ESPN just want more games, but we'll see. Anyway.
Although if you want my opinion on that, I don't think that's a great idea because we saw what happened when Cincinnati made it in last year.
We did see what happened when Cincinnati made it in last year. They got beat by Alabama.
But they didn't just get beat, they got manhandled. That's why. So if we want to move to the AAC real quick, I didn't do rankings. I don't think any of them should make it. Cincinnati's not going to be as good. They lost their quarterback, their best corner, their running back.
See,
Even if they have a good season, after they are not going to be a better team than they were last year, and we saw what happened last year.
okay, so we saw what happened with Cincinnati last year, but if we're looking at the AAC, what happened? What about UCF? UCF was really good like 4 years ago. And if you
They
look
would
at,
same thing would have happened if they faced us. They faced Auburn, so what?
except they beat Auburn. And if you remember what happened that year with Auburn beat the crap out of Alabama, Georgia, and just about beat
I
Georgia
don't think
again.
beat the crap out of is the
Okay,
right
beat them by
way
two
to describe it.
touchdowns. Beat both of them by two touchdowns and had Georgia murdered and should have had Georgia murdered again, but they lost carryon. So UCF walked in to what should have been arguably a top 14 because they beat number one twice and almost three times in 3 weeks. That's ridiculous. And then beat them in their bowl game. Like, I understand what you're saying, but if we're going by that, Notre Dame never should have made a playoff.
We're going by what, 3 or 4 years ago of one team that did good
versus last year, one team that got beat. Like,
yeah, and everyone agreed Cincinnati was the best chance. They had a good defense. They had a great secondary. They had a good quarterback, good running back. Desmond Ridder got drafted. I think Jerome Ford, the running back, may have got drafted. Sauce Gardner was, I think, a top 10 pick.
Right.
Look, but what happened to them.
My point is that you can't, if we're going to base one off, if we're going to base it off one team, then you got to look at the other time that one team had a run at it and was actually legit. Now, I will tell you, Cincinnati got beat by Alabama, but you know who got beat by Alabama worse in a bigger stage? Notre freaking Dame.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Notre Dame should make it because I think they have an easy schedule and they don't have a conference championship. I don't have Notre Dame in my top six.
Okay, but my thing is nobody is writing them off because they're Notre Dame and they got beaten in a championship game. I don't think you can write off the AAC. I think Cincinnati still wins the AAC, but I think UCF comes out close and might actually pull it off. And if either one of those teams goes undefeated, there's no reason they shouldn't be in a playoff game.
If Cincinnati, no, we saw this is going to be a worse Cincinnati team than they were last year, and we saw what happened. Alabama, okay. I say Alabama goes undefeated. Full spoilers, I have them at number one, an undefeated Alabama at number one. So I think we have the two best players in the country.
I don't think Alabama goes undefeated.
Who do you think they lose to?
Let me look at the schedule. I was thinking about it earlier. Let's see. I think A&M beats you. I think Tennessee's got a chance, which is stupid to say. I think Tennessee has the best chance of anyone. I think Auburn has a good shot.
Do you want to go ahead and move to the SEC?
We will in a minute, but I don't think Alabama goes undefeated. And I have a hard time telling a team that did everything they could that because they lost last year, literally because the guys before them lost, they don't have a shot. I would have a hard time doing that. I think you have to let them in, which is why I'm happy the teams that are going to 12, because you know what? If number 12 loses to number one by 40 points, no one cares. At least they got a chance.
Mm-hmm. But what happens when you put Cincinnati at four, saying they're the fourth best team in the country, and we didn't crush them score-wise, but if you watch that game, it was pretty clear we were by far the better team.
What was the score?
It was 24-6.
So you beat them by less than three scores, and you're saying an entire conference should just be written out?
It was 24-6. Did you watch the game?
I did watch the game.
Score is not everything. We dominated them the whole way through. They had like 70 yards at halftime. They ended up like 200.
Okay, so yes.
And their offense is only going to be worse this year because they lost their quarterback and they lost their running back.
But their defense held you guys to 26? Or 24?
Because Bryce Young stopped throwing the ball because we were just running to run the clock down so the game would end. If we wanted to run up the score, we could have.
I don't think you could have. I think you would have if you could have. Because you only won by three touchdowns, and there's no way you took a knee for the entire second half.
Brian Robinson had about 200 rushing yards that game.
Again, though, there's no way you took a knee for the entire second half. Because going into that game, everyone was talking about Cincinnati's pass rush defense. Like, I think Bryce couldn't throw. I honestly, though, I have a hard time writing off a conference because one team lost by three touchdowns in a playoff game or by less
when
than
it's your best team and that happens. Bryce Young was 17 for 28, 181 yards, three touchdowns.
Well, I mean,
Brian Robinson, our running backs had 40 carries.
I mean, if we're talking about that,
we threw the ball 20 more times than we ran the ball 20 more times than we threw the ball.
Right. But if we're talking just about teams that shouldn't, like if your best team loses by that much, Georgia beat Michigan 34-11. Are you telling me Michigan and the Big Ten don't deserve to make it? Because Georgia went and beat you guys. Gave up more points and scored more.
Michigan, well, that's a better conference. Georgia's defense did that to everyone except us.
Okay, so my point being, though, that you can't write off a team that lost by 18 because they lost by too much, because that was the conference's best, right? When Big Ten's best lost by over 3 touchdowns. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but there's a difference between that Georgia all-time great defense. You saw who that team shut down.
And you're
They
saying
shot they
Alabama
shut
wasn't
down
any
or
good?
I'm saying we had a good defense. We did not have a Georgia level defense.
You might not have had a Georgia level defense, but Georgia's defense gave up more points to Michigan. So my point
Okay,
being
what do you
that
think? I
Cincinnati's
don't think
defense held you
Cincinnati
guys in
gets a
check.
field goal on that Georgia defense. I don't think
Maybe it.
Cincinnati gets past the 50-yard line against that Georgia defense.
And maybe they don't. I don't know. But my point is that Michigan certainly didn't do very well.
Yeah, but that's a different team that they're facing. I think part of it's Alabama. Part of it is if Cincinnati faced Michigan, they would have got beat easily. I think it's more, I'm more saying Cincinnati is not as good as people think they are compared to like Michigan. Michigan was a good team. Georgia's a good team.
I mean,
Cincinnati was unproven. Michigan hasn't done much under Jim Harbaugh. That's a whole other debate, but
so I don't think I'd have to look, but how bad did Alabama lose to Georgia?
the national championship.
Yeah. Me look. Alabama lost 41-24. So you're telling me that that all-time great Georgia defense held Alabama to the exact same score as Cincinnati's defense?
That's a different circumstance, though, because we were up. It was 17, I think it was 17-3 at halftime. So we didn't have to keep running up the score. We were trying to score against the Georgia defense. So I think it's
I
completely
have a
different
hard
game
time believing that
circumstances. I
anybody
don't think
shuts down their offense up 2 touchdowns in a playoff game.
we didn't shut down our offense. We changed our style to run the ball, keep the clock running, get the game over. We didn't shut it down. We changed. Bryce Young was still throwing touchdowns towards the end of the game. But we weren't
Obviously, he
throwing the ball
wasn't.
all
If
the way
you,
down the
if it
field.
was 17-3, he only scored one more time in the second half.
Let me get this
I
quick.
doubt seriously anybody but Auburn shuts down their offense up 2 touchdowns. You got to at least get up
I
three or four.
didn't. Are you? I did. They did not shut down their offense. They changed the style of what they were doing from passing the ball to running the ball so the clock would keep running.
Right, but when you do that and you switch that style, then you're really just crippling your offense. And we see that when they stop scoring in the second half.
Let's see. It was 17-3 going in the halftime, and then into 27-6.
27-6. So you scored 10 more points in a half. I don't see how that shows me that Alabama's defense or that Cincinnati's team is not as good as Michigan. I just don't see that. I mean, you can say that Alabama stopped trying, but there's no evidence for that. You can say they switched, which is what you're saying, but there's no evidence that they stopped trying to score.
I never said they'd stop trying to score. I said they changed the style of offense from throwing it more to running more.
Which you're saying is why the score didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm saying if we had wanted to run the score up more, we could have.
So what I'm saying is I don't see why Alabama wouldn't have done that. It's a playoff game. Anything can happen. It's all at that score, all it takes is 3 good passes and it's tied. I don't think that anybody shuts it down like that. I think Cincinnati was legitimate. I think that they would have lost to all of the other 3 teams, but I don't think they would have lost to whoever number 5 was. I think they'd have beat Oklahoma.
Who was five?
Believe it was Oklahoma by the end of the year last year. They're 9 this year. This year is stacked, man. Anyway, we got to move on.
Notre Dame. I don't know where you got Oklahoma from. It was
Oklahoma must have been six.
Alabama, Michigan, Georgia, Cincinnati, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Baylor.
Okay, and then Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. So Notre Dame again, like I just don't see why you write off that entire conference. If I think if UCF goes undefeated, or I mean, heck, if Cincinnati goes undefeated, I don't see a good reason not to put them back there any more than I see a good reason not to put Michigan back there because Michigan got the crap beat out of them.
Well, yeah, but Michigan was different because it's Georgia. I mean, Georgia was the better team last year than Alabama. I'm happy to admit that. I think it would have been interesting to see, honestly, if Cincinnati could have scored a touchdown because Georgia didn't allow a touchdown for so much of that season against very good teams.
I don't know. My point is simply that I don't think that Cincinnati is any less deserving because I mean everybody, I mean literally both of those playoff games last year were blowouts. I don't see how you don't write off the Big Ten, but you do write off the AAC.
Because I see your argument somewhat, but it's also like you could have put Ohio State in.
You
I
could have put
think
Ohio State.
if you put any, like, I'm just thinking if you put any, probably any of the other top 10 teams in, I think they beat Cincinnati. Or Cincinnati beat, did they beat Notre Dame? Is that who they beat? They
Cincinnati
beat.
did beat Notre Dame. They beat Notre Dame
Beat.
pretty bad. I believe they murdered Notre Dame. But we're gonna move on in a second. It's gonna kick us out of the meeting. You'll have to cut what I just said. But I think I just don't see how. I mean, yes, maybe Ohio State
It
beat them,
was
but
24-13.
Ohio State lost two games. Ohio State didn't deserve to be there. Cincinnati didn't lose. I don't see a reason Cincinnati didn't deserve to be there. They
Well,
did everything
I
they
agree
could, and they beat
record-wise
a
and
top five team.
resume-wise, they beat Notre Dame and they won their conference, so they should have been there. But I, in terms of we hadn't seen that caliber of team in yet, but I would have a harder time putting them in now after what happened last year.
I don't know if I would because I mean we keep putting Alabama in and they lose half of them. And we keep putting
But
like
why do we put them in? Because we're dominant against the SEC, who you can make an argument is the best conference in football.
see, I don't think that just kind of what we were saying, I don't think oh gosh, where were we?
We were on Cincinnati and their merits. I think going in the last year, them being undefeated, beating Notre Dame, which was a good win, they ended up fifth. And I think it's fair because they beat Notre Dame, I think it's fair to put them above Notre Dame. The question is, were they four? And Ohio State, I think, was six at 10-2. So record wise, yeah, I do think you put Cincinnati in. But I think the committee and I personally would be a bit more wary about putting them in this year after what happened last year because it's like they didn't want to put Notre Dame, I think it was Notre Dame in one of the years because we had beaten them so badly before.
Well, yeah, but you guys beat them by like six touchdowns in a title game. Like you slaughtered them. I think the score was 52-14. There's a difference between losing by that margin and losing by 18 points.
I don't think I think this is a worse Cincinnati team. I don't think they go undefeated. Even if they do, like I said, I think the committee has a harder time putting them in this year.
Maybe, but if the team, if the format goes to 12, I think you have to. And I'll tell you the
Well,
reason they
yeah.
didn't put Ohio State in last year, and that's because how do you justify having two conferences that both get two teams in? How do you put Michigan? You first off, you can't put Michigan below Ohio State. They beat the crap out of them. You can't put like I
You
think.
had to put Alabama in when they beat Georgia. You had to put Georgia in because they were still, you can make an argument they were still number two. You have to put Michigan in, and then the fourth was between realistically probably Cincinnati and Ohio State because Cincinnati beat Notre Dame, so you don't put Notre Dame in.
Right. But you can't put a two-loss team in over a no-loss
Yeah.
team. Plus, I'm sitting there looking at it. My personal opinion is if you don't win your conference title, you have no business like being in the playoffs. I understand the argument with Georgia. There's no reason the SEC should keep getting two teams in. It's just ridiculous.
But you can't tell me last year, and I'll make the argument this year Georgia's not one of the best four teams, but you can't
Oh,
tell me
no.
last year that Georgia wasn't one of the best. I would say Alabama, Georgia were 1-2 going into the playoff.
I would agree, except for the fact that I just don't think. I think the playoffs should start with the conference title. And maybe that's a change that they need to make. Maybe what we do instead of it's a 4-team playoff, maybe the playoff starts with the conference championship, the best two teams. But when you do that, you have to make sure if you win the conference championship that you'll make it in, right? You see what I'm saying? Like, that needs to be a prerequisite. You shouldn't be getting the second place team from their conference to go compete to be the first team in the national title, even if they are, quote unquote, the best team.
I disagree, although this is me coming from the side of an SEC fan where Georgia looked dominant all year. I got to watch them firsthand, even against us in the national championship, except for that one game at Alabama where we found, I don't know what we found, but we found the one little thing that Georgia couldn't stop. And then they obviously patched it. But I
They
get where you're coming
passed it.
from with conference championships, but at the same time, that it's about finding the best team in the country. And I get there's parity, but in last year, two of the best four teams were from the SEC. One was from the Big Ten, argument about the fourth.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're looking for the best team in the country, then I don't think you should start by picking the second best team in their conference. I mean,
But Georgia showed that even though they were the second best team in the SEC, they were better than the best team from the Big Ten last year.
right, but that doesn't mean that they're the best. I mean, if you're looking for the best team in the country, you
You
can't tell
shouldn't
me that.
limit it to just champions because you lose a game in a season.
Yeah. Hey, tough luck. You're the second best team in your conference. You're not the best team in the country. It's
But
not
Georgia
even.
was the best team in the country.
Georgia beat Alabama. Georgia, I mean, everyone expected.
Georgia beat number two Michigan, beat number one Alabama.
I mean, I made the argument when it happened that Georgia wasn't trying to win the SEC title, that Kirby Smart was playing the long game because he knew he was getting in either way.
I doubt that because, and I think we had this exact same conversation because it's coming back. But if you're Kirby Smart, you're going into the SEC championship game. You want to beat Bama because Bama lost to A&M. If it's a two-loss Bama, you don't put them in. You put
Right.
probably Cincinnati, Notre Dame. You take out Bama if you can. You don't want to face Alabama again. Kirby would know that.
I don't think that's true. I'll tell you
I don't.
why. Because if you look at the track record of teams that end up playing twice, whoever loses the first one wins the second. Because
Okay, but
what?
that's irrelevant because if they just beat Alabama, they don't have to play him a second time. If
Right,
they
but
beat Alabama, then it doesn't matter what the second game is.
then you end up playing an unknown. Do you play Ohio State or do you play Notre Dame? Those are two very different games. Versus going in
If I'm
knowing
Georgia, I
Alabama.
want either of those teams. I'd rather have those teams than Alabama.
Why? Because Alabama's already shown you their cards. If you don't go in to win it, you haven't shown anything, and Alabama has to come in and show you their entire deck.
I just,
And that's
for
what
me,
happened.
one plus you're doing 1 + 1 = 3. I think if you're Kirby, you want to take out Alabama so they're not an obstacle.
I mean, if we look at what happened, I'm not wrong. That's exactly what happened. Georgia came in, played to that Alabama playbook that they saw in the championship game, and murdered Alabama.
Yeah, but you don't ha but if you just beat Alabama the first time, you don't have to worry about it. You come out, you're saying that the best team in the country didn't come out and try to win their championship game.
That's what I'm saying because it didn't matter. That's literally what I'm saying. Because if you look at it, it
Let's
doesn't
just
even
move
look like
on
they're
because we're
trying.
not going to, we could rant about this for the next 30 minutes. So let's move on.
Okay. But I mean, it just doesn't look like they tried. Like if you watched it and then you see what happened afterwards, it just, they don't look like the same team.
So moving on, let's move on to the Big Ten.
Big Ten.
So from the East, I've got an undefeated Ohio State. I think CJ Stroud is only going to get better. Jackson Smith and Jigba, I think that's how you say his name. However you say his name, that kid's going to be a stud. He might be the best receiver in the country.
Yeah.
You've got, I can't, don't they have a good running back? Or am I making that up?
I can't remember. I honestly cannot remember.
I might be making that up. I think their offense is so good. Defense definitely might be a bit of an issue, but I just think their offense is good enough. I have them undefeated. West, I put Wisconsin. I think they're like 9-3 going in. I think they lose to Ohio State, Michigan State. Can't remember if they're playing Michigan or not.
I don't know.
They are not. But I have them losing to Ohio State, Michigan State, and then just one of the random teams because it seems like that happens every year to Wisconsin. I mean, it seems like it happens every year to Ohio State too.
It
But
does. Ohio State always gets beat by Iowa.
Yeah, I mean, I might as well put them at 11-1 and not 12-0 because,
There's no way that they're going to.
yeah.
Yeah.
But then I've got Ohio State winning the Big Ten.
Interesting.
I think Michigan doesn't have a quarterback because they're doing the start 1 week 1, start 1 week 2. To me, that sounds like if you have two quarterbacks and you don't know which one and you can't decide on one, I don't think they have one.
That tells you one of two things. They either have two studs or two guys that can't play.
Two studs or two duds.
Right. My personal opinion on the Big Ten, since you've already kind of shot yours, I think Michigan ends up coming out of the West.
I think they're in the East.
Are they really?
Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan are all in the East.
Okay. Let me rethink this then. I think Michigan State wins the East.
Okay.
And I think they end up playing Iowa in the West.
Okay.
Maybe Penn State.
You don't think
Nope, Penn
Wisconsin?
State's in the East too. I think it's Iowa. Iowa was really, really not bad last year. I believe at one point they peaked at like number two.
Were they two?
I believe so. Because I think they beat Iowa State or Ohio State. Let me look. I gotta do a bunch of. Bunch of looking backs, going through this ESPN thing. So Iowa, no, my bad. They didn't lose to Iowa last year. They lost to Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Who did Iowa end up? Where did Iowa end up? Iowa.
Are you thinking of? I think Iowa State was the higher one. Was it, or was it Iowa?
Iowa State isn't in the Big Ten. They're Big 12.
Oh.
So
I think
Iowa lost three. They ended up 9-3 and then lost to Kentucky in their bowl. But I'd say 9-3. They were maybe 10-3. It's not giving me a. They lost to Purdue, Wisconsin, and Michigan. They beat Indiana, Iowa State, Penn State, who at the time was number four, and then they got trounced by Michigan, 52 to
Michigan
or
had a
42 to
very good
three.
stretch, and it looked like it was a, it looked like it would might have been an interesting game going in against Georgia, but
Yeah, it just wasn't. So my personal opinion is I think it's Michigan, Iowa again. Or
so
Michigan State,
Michigan,
Iowa.
or
Michigan
so
State,
Michigan
Iowa.
State,
Michigan State, Iowa. My bad, my bad.
yeah. But so you're picking Michigan State.
I'm picking Michigan State.
Right, I think quite honestly, I feel like it's going to be a decent battle between Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan. I think whichever team makes it out of the East wins and probably has a good enough record to make it into the playoffs. I have that being Ohio State.
Right. By the way, here is your evidence for Oklahoma State not being the guys this year.
Okay.
Central Michigan got beat 44-58 by Oklahoma State last night.
They are what?
Yeah. So Oklahoma State won 58-44. But they gave
Good
up 44
offense, not
points.
good defense.
They gave up 44 points to Central Michigan.
Well, that's making me feel better about Texas beating them, because if they put up 44 on them, I feel like Texas can do. I've got Texas has Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, Bijan was voted best running back in the Big 12 because Texas has a massive following. But you also got to look at it. Texas is just not ranked, like at all.
They are 27th. They are right outside.
Last year, dude, Texas lost to Kansas.
I
You
think
can't.
when you, well, they also didn't have really a quarterback that year.
You're also just not allowed to lose to Kansas. If you lose to Kansas, you can't
Hold
win
on.
for like
Did
two.
Kansas State lose to Kansas?
Yeah, we did. It was kind of sad. That was the we got murdered by Kansas. That was the first time. No, never mind. Never mind. We beat Kansas by 25. I'm looking at this wrong.
Okay.
We murdered Kansas. Everybody
Okay.
murdered Kansas except for Texas and South Dakota. South Dakota got beat by three.
Texas collapsed. They were doing good up until the Oklahoma game. Then Caleb Williams ruined their career.
That I think that might be one way you could spin it, but I don't see that being true.
I think they come back better with Quinn Ewers.
Because if you look at Texas, they were doing okay. They lost by 19 to Arkansas. They beat Louisiana. everybody kind of beats Louisiana, but they lost by 7 to Oklahoma. They lost by
Yeah,
8 to Oklahoma
but you
State.
have
They
to look
lost
at
by
that
7 to
Oklahoma game
Baylor.
because they were up by what was it? Were they up by 35 in that Oklahoma game?
I don't remember. They were up.
Something, it was like 28 or 35, and they brought in Caleb Williams, benched Spencer Rattler, and rest is history.
They lost 6 games in a row, and they didn't have it quite as hard last year as they did this year. This year they have a murderer's row.
They
Last year they
have.
had a that last year was rough. Don't get me wrong. They had Oklahoma State, and Baylor back to back to back. But I just don't think that Texas is going to be good.
I think Quinn Ewers makes him better. I think his arm opens up even more room for Bijan Robinson, who I think I checked, he averaged like 6 yards a game rushing already.
Yeah.
That's only going to be more space for Quinn Ewers. Let's move on. We've only got limited time. Let's move on to the Pac-12.
Yes, but also, by the way, as a show, let's plan to do ESPN's college pick'em. Just as a like to compete, see who ends up winning each week. We'll keep that
Okay.
on the show.
So Pac-12 out of the North, I've got Oregon.
That we agree there.
Let me pull up their schedule. They don't have a very difficult schedule. I mean, they've got Georgia. I have them losing to Georgia.
I honestly, I feel like Georgia might be the team that is their Ohio State. They beat Ohio State last year. I think they beat Georgia this year.
That's possible. I don't think Georgia's going to be as good this year. We can get into that in a second. We will when we get to the SEC,
I
but.
don't think Georgia's gonna be as good this year either. I've got them as my disappointment team. But
I
anyway,
do.
continue.
I have them as one of my two as well. But I think Georgia's the one they, if they're going to lose a game on that schedule, it'll be Georgia week one or maybe Utah.
Maybe.
But
Utah's been pretty good.
I think Oregon makes it, and they've got Bo Nix. We'll see how that goes. If he can be consistent, he can be a very good quarterback.
They got no
I've
chicks. Is that what you said?
Bo Nix.
No chicks.
I've as an Alabama fan, I have seen Bo Nix at his best, and Bo Nix at his best is a great quarterback.
But Bo Nix at his best comes out once a season
Yes.
against no name you.
Or against Alabama in one
Right.
case, but
Right. Which is no name
I
you.
think he, if I remember, doesn't Oregon have a good defense?
Oregon, dude, I think so.
I
It's been a
think I
while.
I'm I may we may be wrong. I think they have a good defense. I think Bo Nix can be good enough to help that defense. I think they come out of the North. I don't know if you have out of the South. I think this is.
USC.
I have
USC out
USC.
of the South. USC out of the South. They got Lincoln Riley. They got the guy from Oklahoma. It's going to be USC.
All that matters to me in this Pac-12 defense is they've got Lincoln Riley, Caleb Williams. I do not remember his receiver's name.
I do not either, but I
Whoever that
do.
receiver is, that guy is a stud, and they're gonna be why I have them losing to, I think, Notre Dame.
Going to throw this out there. I think the Oklahoma football team packed up their bags, literally the same jerseys, went to USC, put on a new helmet, and started playing. I don't think that there's going to be much of a transition period. I think USC ends up winning the Pac-12.
I have Oregon beating them.
Ooh. We'll know tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we will know tomorrow. If Oregon beats Georgia,
Then they'll pull it off.
yeah, I have them losing here. I think if they beat Georgia, I think they go undefeated. I think if they go undefeated, they come into USC, beat them. I already have them in my playoffs losing to Georgia. I think if
Interesting.
they beat Georgia, I think they may jump up to two.
Interesting. Anyway, let's go to the SEC and then we can get to the playoffs.
So the SEC. Well, I mean, I have Alabama undefeated, and then I have Alabama winning.
Jinx.
Later, baby.
Jinx.
But who I have out of the East? I have the Tennessee Volunteers coming in 11-1, only losing to Alabama.
We agree there.
I
We
have them coming
100%
in.
agree there.
I think they beat Georgia, beat Kentucky, lose to us. The real test, they absolutely crushed, and shout out to Lawson. He was at that game. He said that student section was rowdy at that Ball State game.
I wonder how many mustard bottles went flying.
I need to ask him,
They're not
but
known for being a classy bunch up there. Just saying.
they're not. But I think the telling game for Tennessee is going to be that game against Pitt next week. I think they showed yesterday they don't have much of a defense.
So if Tennessee beats Pitt, I think Tennessee deserves to be in the playoffs, assuming all things go right.
If Tennessee beats Pitt, I think they lose to Alabama twice.
Yeah.
I think we beat them. I think they're the only team we lose. I think we're the only team they lose to. There you go. We're that clear.
I'm trying to think of who the last team. I don't even think that worked out. I don't think I've ever seen a team beat the same team twice in a year.
I don't know, but I
Maybe
think
Baylor did it last year. I'll have to look.
I showed, so I didn't tell you that, and it sounds like you have Tennessee there too. I
I do
did.
have Tennessee as my dark horse.
What? So do you have them making it in the East?
I do have them making it in the East. I think they run the table. Honestly, I don't think they lose. I think they beat Alabama.
I think we beat them. I sent that to Lawson. I told him I think y'all beat Georgia. He said he wants to give that prediction closer to the game because he's worried about their defense, which I think is very fair. He says we can run up the score, but if we can't stop them, it'll be harder. I think their defense will be better. I think they beat everyone but us.
Maybe.
So yeah, so I have us undefeated. If we lose a game, I don't remember. So let's see. Alabama's got A&M. We've got Tennessee. I think we beat Texas. I think Texas might start the year slower and pick up more.
But if they start the year slow, I don't think they make the Big 12 game.
Who have they got earlier in the year?
Let
Trying
me
I do
look.
not have that.
By the way, I've never seen, I can officially say this. I have never seen a team beat the same team twice in a year. Baylor didn't do it last year with Oklahoma State. Like, it just hasn't happened. So this year, though, we're looking at,
So they've
so
got,
Texas start is if Texas starts slow, they lose to Alabama.
which I think is going to happen anyways, but
They probably lose to Texas Tech.
I think when I say start slow, I think they beat LA Monroe, lose against us, have some hiccups, come back, have a good game against UTSA, and come back and start rolling.
I don't think so. I think there are enough stumbling blocks along the way. I think they either lose to Texas Tech or they think very strongly about losing to Texas Tech. Like, I don't see that they come out unscathed. I mean,
We'll see. We'll see.
Texas did somehow beat Tech last year. Like, I'll give them that.
Was that earlier in the year? Was that before or after the Oklahoma game?
That was September 25th. That was well before. Well, I couldn't tell you. That wasn't part of the losing streak, though.
Okay. So what's your SEC then? Because it
My
sounds like you have
SEC,
Tennessee.
I'm torn. If Tennessee can beat Alabama, which I think they've got a good chance at, I think Tennessee knocks them out of the championship game, and I think LSU sneaks in.
You think LSU goes undefeated?
I think LSU goes one loss, and I don't think they lose to Alabama.
So you think Alabama loses to LSU? Who does LSU have other than Brian Kelly? Who do they have?
I couldn't even tell you. I think Brian Kelly pulls it off. I'll tell you why I think Brian Kelly pulls it off, because of a little guy named Ed Orgeron who did the same thing. I think LSU
Brian
will have.
Kelly's Ed Orgeron. In terms of trying to fit in at LSU, Brian Kelly is the Ed Orgeron we have at home.
Yeah,
He,
I just
I don't
don't.
see that.
I don't see LSU being bad this year. I think they're going to beat up on Florida State tomorrow. I think they're going to beat up on Southern. Who is even Southern?
They've
The Southern. You just Southern. I think they're going to beat up on Southern. I think they're going to beat up on Mississippi State. I think they're going to beat New Mexico. Auburn's going to be interesting. I have no idea what's coming out of Auburn this year. Couldn't
So,
even
so far, other
tell
than
you if
Auburn,
Auburn.
you've named a bunch of teams that is a you should beat this team.
Tennessee's going to be interesting. Florida's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
Ole Miss
that's
is going to be interesting. Then
so
they
the
play
first.
Alabama, Arkansas, UAB, and A&M. I think that LSU
You're
could.
telling me
I.
LSU gets through Tennessee. You say they lost to Tennessee, right?
I'm not sure. I'm telling you, I think LSU is the team to look out for. I think if Alabama loses to Tennessee, LSU sweeps it, because I think LSU will beat Alabama. I have a feeling in my bones.
But so even then, if you go in saying, okay, Alabama's two loss, I'll say right away, I don't think A&M's going to be a top 25 team at the end of the year.
We'll see. I have no idea. I couldn't tell you if they were or weren't.
So looking at the SEC East, there's Alabama, Auburn, there's LSU. I don't see a team there, even if Alabama's two loss, I don't see another team in there that's two loss. Because I don't think Auburn's going to be very good because they've got TJ Finley, who has looked okay, but TJ Finley got benched for Max Johnson at LSU. Max Johnson is now the backup at A&M.
Right, but you have to look at it.
And they've got.
Has TJ Finley had a chance to get better? We don't know. See, that's the thing about stinking Auburn is we have no freaking idea. I
Well,
couldn't sit there.
they fire their athletic director?
They fired somebody off, but they tried to run off their head coach. And we'll see. He might come back with a vengeance. And if he does, we'll know by week three. If they beat Penn State, they're legit.
Well, Penn State, I didn't watch that game, but it sounds like Sean Clifford made some mistakes and then came back and made up for it.
Maybe. I don't
What's
remember.
real interesting, I don't see this at all, but people have like Will Levis, the Kentucky quarterback, being like a top 10 pick in the NFL draft.
He might end up at, I honestly think Kentucky might be pretty good this year too. I was between Tennessee and Kentucky in the East.
So I've got Alabama, Tennessee. I have Alabama beating them twice. So then if we want to move in, because you got to go soon, I think the meeting's getting close to ending. My playoff rankings, I've got Alabama one undefeated.
Okay.
I think I have Ohio State undefeated, but now that we're thinking about it, I think they lose a game. I think if they drop a game, I mean,
Ohio State's gonna find a way to lose one.
it's kind of like Alabama. Alabama loses, like, I would make this argument. Last year we shouldn't have lost A&M, but we did.
You shouldn't have, but you did.
We sometimes do that. I hope I'm being unbiased when I say this. I think Alabama may have the two best players in the country. I think Will Anderson is number one, and I think Bryce Young is number two.
We'll see. There's a lot to play it out there, and I don't think Young's that good. I didn't think Young was that good last year watching him play. I don't think he'll be that good this year.
I think you're wrong. I think they're one, two best players in the country. I think Will Anderson, he should have been, he realistically, he could have won the Heisman. I think he should have been a finalist over Aiden Hutchinson, but I mean, that's either one of them were great. So I've got Alabama one. If I have Ohio State with one loss, I think I put Oregon ahead of them at two.
Okay.
Then I put Ohio State three and Miami four.
Interesting. Okay.
So then I would have Alabama beating Miami and then probably Ohio State. I know it's parity, but Ohio State beating Oregon, and then obviously I'm going to go with Alabama.
Do you think Ohio State completes the vengeance run this year?
I don't think they complete it. I think our defense is not the best defense in the country, but I think we were a
No,
sneaky
but
good defense
I'm talking
last
about
year.
against Oregon. So
Oh, I
Oregon
think they
beat.
beat Oregon.
Okay. So my
I
top.
think the offense is just, I mean, you could have said this last year too, but I think their offense is just too good
Mean, we'll
to lose
see.
that game.
We will see. I think this week's top four, or this year's top four, I think we're going to end up with Alabama at one going in.
That's interesting because you thought Alabama may not even make the SEC championship, but you have them at one.
It depends. I'm debating on Tennessee. What my point is if Alabama loses to Tennessee, look out for LSU to sweep in. I'm not saying LSU's coming in out of the West. I'm saying that would be who the next team would be. I don't think it's going to be A&M, is essentially what I'm saying. I
Yeah,
think
I think.
Alabama sweeps in. I don't have a record for them. I
Okay.
think number two, it depends on Tennessee. As much as I hate it, I think if Tennessee only loses to Alabama one time and beats them in the championship game, I think you've got an argument there. But I'm going to just assume we're not getting Tennessee in. Number two, I've got USC. Number three, I've got Kansas State coming out of the Big 12. And number four, I have either Pitt or Ohio State.
Okay.
Or no, I think I picked Michigan State, actually.
Oh, you
My
did. You
bad.
picked Michigan State.
Michigan State. Apologies. I'm not looking at my notes. I'm trying to eyeball my remembrance. So yeah, I think Michigan State comes in at fourth. I think they lose to Alabama, presumably. I think Kansas State beats USC. I'll tell you why. I've got a legit reason for this.
If you
K-State,
pick Kansas State over Alabama, never mind. I'm not going to say that.
buddy, we'll see. But the reason I've got Kansas State beating USC is because my guy has beaten Lincoln Riley the last 3 years.
Lincoln Riley does find a way to Lincoln Riley. I feel like all
Lincoln
the
Riley
top
finds a way to
teams,
lose to K-State every
all
year.
the top teams find a way to lose one or two games a year, and it's like, how did you manage that?
Right. But
It
then
just happens.
after that, I've got,
So you got Alabama, Kansas State.
I've got Alabama K-State. I can't pick that one. I'm gonna have to see. I'm gonna
He
have to
can't
it,
pick. I'll translate that. He doesn't want to pick Alabama over Kansas State.
No, I just don't want to seem super biased because I think Kansas State's got the tools this year. I really do. We've
I think
got
that's a
a
bold take.
Heisman finalist as a running back. We've got a former four-star quarterback who set a bunch of records at Nebraska. I think
Bunch
we've
of
got a good shot.
okay seasons.
Well, okay, but you can't blame the guy for his offensive coordinator sucking. Like he can only do so much.
Is Nebraska where what's his face went, Scott Frost?
Scott Frost. It's
Oh
not
boy.
it might actually be Frost's fault, but whatever it is, the play calling sucked.
Whatever is going on up there in Nebraska, how the heck is Scott Frost still there? I'm
I
looking right
think
here in the camera. How has he not been fired yet?
the
Someone explain to me how this man is still a college football coach.
best thing I can figure with Scott Frost is they believe in him and they're just waiting on him to stop tripping himself. That is the only thing I can think of.
And boy, can he not stop tripping himself.
Yeah, no, he definitely cannot stop tripping himself.
Yeah, so real quick, if anyone's still here, and if anyone's still here and wants to know why I think Georgia is not going to be as good, I think it just simply comes down to they lost their defense coordinator. He's the coach at Oregon. That's why I'm high on them. They
Okay.
lost their DC. They lost their best players. They lost Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean. What's the other linebacker's name?
That
That guy, Trayvon Walker.
guy.
Sorry, I can laugh now that I'm not in Jacksonville. They lost their best players on defense. I think that defense is still going to be very good. Don't get me wrong. That is still a good team. That is still a good defense. But if that team is not an all-time defense, like I would say last year they were an all-time great defense.
If they don't have that, their offense isn't that good.
Yeah, if they don't have an all-time defense, they're not giving Stetson Bennett consistent half fields to go. I think if you give Stetson Bennett a full season of you have to drive 75 yards 10 times in a game, or how I don't know. If you give him a bunch of times having to go full field, I don't think that offense can sustain it. They didn't have George Pickens a lot, but he's in the NFL. Jermaine Burton's at Alabama. That's where we have him. We got Tyler Harrell from Louisville. We got, is it Jameer Gibbs, the running back from Tech?
I'm not sure. I'm not an Alabama fan by any
We've
stretch.
loaded our receivers are not as big names and our running back's not as big of a name, but we've loaded back up on talent. I'm not worried about our weapons for Bryce Young.
Yep.
But Georgia has I'm still not huge on Stetson Bennett. He proved me wrong a bit in the national championship game. He proved a lot of people wrong in that game.
Yeah, nobody
But
had him being as good as he was.
no, but I don't think he can do that over a full season. Again, he could show up and prove me wrong, but I think a full season of that, I don't think he can do it. And I think, like I said, I think that defense will be good, very good, but not all time. And I think that makes them a significantly worse team.
I wholeheartedly agree, and I think we should end it there, honestly. We'll be back.
And nod at the almost shouting match we had earlier at the Alabama Cincinnati.
That was fun, though. You gotta admit, like I'll shake hands to not holding grudges.
Yeah,
But
we've had these conversations many times over the past year, especially around the time these happened.
oh yeah, and we'll be back next week to kind of wrap. I mean, maybe even we'll have to talk about it, maybe even doing two episodes next week, one to look back and one to
Who
look
knows?
forward.
If we could have some absolute fireworks tomorrow, let's see what games have we got.
We
We've
could have some
got.
crazy stuff, but I think we're almost out of time.
Can't wait to watch A&M lose that. If one of my friends is listening, she's not going to be happy at that. Oregon, Georgia, that's going to be a great game.
Skillin
No.
has friends.
I have friends. Yes, just friends. We got Notre Dame, Ohio State. That can be a good game. I'm interested at a f if you can get a full year of a healthy Anthony Richardson at Florida.
It might be interesting, but remember they got rid of Dan Mullen, so I have no idea what's coming out of Florida.
But is that a bad thing?
And I have just no idea. It's like Auburn. I can't tell you. They're either going to be good or they're going to be awful. Nope.
My issue is Anthony Richardson is a fantastic athlete. That kid can throw the ball very far. He can run very fast. We've seen that. Can he consistently be a quarterback throughout the season? We have not been able to see.
Right. We'll
That's
see.
the only question. And can he stay healthy? Can he be a legit quarterback and not just a, I don't want to say a Lamar Jackson type because Lamar could throw, but he's got that same throw power. He's got that same throw power as when playing Madden. He's got the arm, he's got the mobility. Can he just be a quarterback?
Right, and we shall see. Now we'll post our pick'ems on our socials and everything, so be sure to check that. And until then, make sure to follow us at all the places. It's all in the description, and we will catch you later.